You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Had a chance to go live and bring the PT Pinecast College Tour to Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. I want to thank the faculty, staff, and students out there for, I mean, just coming out and having an amazing show, an amazing turnout. Take a listen. Talked to a bunch of professors. Got to include some of our sponsors, guys from Arias. Take a listen live from Sacred Heart PT School. It's PT Pinecast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on, let's drink beer.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast, where we talk PT,
drink beer,
and record it.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, it's PT Pinecast. My name is Jimmy McKay, and we are live. We are live at Sacred Heart University in Connecticut, and we're doing the show on the road. We're traveling around, and we are with professional travelers. We are here with Sonny and Allie from Arias Medical Staffing, our sponsors of the show. You guys left at 5 a.m. this morning.
We did.
And to come all the way here to talk to students. That's what you guys do. You travel, you recruit, you find PTs jobs.
Yeah, we have opportunity to go meet students in person and make connections and eventually find them a great job.
All right, so how many students here are looking for a job somewhere an hour further away from where you go to school? I was talking to a girl looking to go to school.
I want to see your hands.
Why
are
we all
like
raising our hand? There you go. Raise it high. So how many states do you currently have job openings in?
We staff all 50 states. So if you're looking for a job, we're pretty much going to try and find it.
Not all 50 states. Alaska?
Yes.
Hold on a second. Hawaii?
Yes.
How many people here wouldn't mind working in Hawaii? Yeah. But it's got to be in like weird settings, right?
Nope. We actually do all settings. So we have hospitals, outpatients, skilled nursing facilities, sports clinics, just various, you know, clients hire us to find therapists such as yourself.
At any given time, you guys are looking to hire someone
yes.
in some setting somewhere.
Yep. And that's the misconception. A lot of times people think that we're just hiring people because of bad locations, if you will. But really, it's you got to think of patient populations change, the needs change, census change, you know, like thinking it's winter time and snowbirds flock. So there's many different reasons why travelers are important.
People get pregnant.
People get pregnant.
Oh, and exactly. You guys do long-term placement as well. You find people jobs.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be short-term.
Yep. It's not just travel. We do full-time perm placement.
So what are some of the frequently asked questions? We're going to go back and forth, Allie and Sonny.
How much do we cost?
People have said, how much does it cost for Arias to find me a job? The answer is...
completely nothing. We are a completely free resource. Whether you're in your first year of PT school or you are a month away from looking for your job, we are there to be that completely free resource through the whole entire process.
I like PT. I want to go to Colorado, and you'll do that for me for free.
Yes. Give us a call.
Continuing education, credentialing, how do I change my license? You guys know all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's a common question that we get. How do I get my license? Like, where do I go? If I'm traveling, what do I need to do? And that's really our job in Arias Medical Student Outreach is to inform you of here's the proper process for you to apply for your license, what states, the turnaround time. So if you're looking to go to California one day, and we're like, that's nice, but it's going to take you 3 months to get there, let's try a different license to start.
I saw you guys post on social media the other day, like the top five states for fastest turnaround, and I was like, I don't live in any of those states.
Yes.
None of them.
Yes.
Since you guys have been doing this for a long time, what's one piece of advice? What's a parting shot that you'd say, yeah, students seem to pay attention for this?
The job market is always changing, and it's okay to start your job search early. We're that resource at any point, so we want you to reach out 6 months, a year beforehand, and already start talking, because the job search...
Where are the second-year students right now? I just want to show a hands. Do you think it's too early to find a job now? You said no? It's not. Because I'm telling you, third year goes by really fast. Chris and Wendy aren't going to let you come hang out with them anymore. They're not going to let you do it. So it's never too early.
Yeah. And with us, we're never going to throw you towards jobs or tell you where to go. The great part about Arias is everywhere you want to go is based off of your preferences. So you tell us location and setting and time frame. And from there, that's how we start your search.
Okay, I'm going to give a parting shot to all those students who are soon to be coming physical therapists. Coming from a patient point of view, okay?
Oh, yeah, Sunny has gone through some stuff.
Yes. So having two fusions and a discectomy in 10 years, I want to tell you that I love my physical therapist and what you do, and thank you for your service. But one of the things I want to tell you is that to make that total patient experience is get to know that patient, what they do, everything they do, because you can give me those exercises, you can tell me what to do, but I need to be able to do it practically at home, in the office, all of those things. So really talk to me, get to know what I do, because my best physical therapist, shout out to Brent,
Wendy. You have to name them now.
I do. Brent at Omaha Physical Therapy Institute, Wendy, Sani, and Nate at Adley's Training Center. So they are awesome. So I just want to tell you guys, that's my parting shot for all of you as soon-to-be therapists.
I like it. Let's hear for Sunny sharing her patient experience. That's your end user right there. Also, besides just home and work, you should also be able to do some exercises at the bar.
No.
Whenever, you know, I prefer the 12-ounce curl, whatever your preference is really for that. The website, if students want to go, and that's the cool part, you can go to the website and just check out what jobs are available. What's the website?
AriusMedical.com.
I always spell it A-U-R.
E-U-S.
Medical.
Medical.com.
I spell it right, except for the last time I spelled it. All right, AUREUSMedical.com will get you a job in any of the 50 states. Are you guys ready for Jay Grimes? Jay is coming up. We'll be right back.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pintcast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.
The PT Pintcast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools. From high-quality, American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pintcast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
All right, back on the PT Pintcast live here at Sacred Heart University, Connecticut. Our next guest is a clinical associate professor in the PT program. He teaches in the area of introductory and advanced musculoskeletal examination. We got a woo for that. I like it. We're starting off well.
I guess so.
His research interests involve the examination and treatment of shoulder dysfunction. I've got a few of those. Graduated with his master's in PT from Quinnipiac here in Connecticut and his DPT and PhD at Nova Southeastern. He is an OCS and he's married to a pediatric PT? two daughters, Brianna and Molly, and they enjoy spending their downtime in Vermont and Saratoga Springs. On the show, Jake Rimes.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Just gonna give you that one. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thanks, Jimmy. Pleasure to be here.
First question is always the hardest.
Always.
What are we drinking?
Stella.
Stella? Let's cheers to Stella.
Cheers.
So we met at CSM in San Antonio.
Correct.
I had a few drinks. Shockingly enough, when you do a podcast based on physical therapy and beer, people buy you drinks often, as you did when I walked in.
That's to be expected.
But we met at CSM in the bar.
Correct.
It happens. We just bumped into each other and then figured out we had a very close mutual friend.
Exactly.
And then we had another beer and then took a giant selfie and sent it to that friend and then called him and asked him why he wasn't there.
But the selfie was the exciting part of the night.
Epic part of the night.
John enjoyed it, as
so
far as I know.
So John DeNoyles is a buddy of mine. John has a Sacred Heart connection because John did his residency here.
Correct.
And that's how you know him.
That's right. John's out there listening, I'm sure. We'll be listening.
Listening on his drive to work. Probably. He likes to critique the show and send me reasons, like ways I could have improved. And I'm sure we're 30 seconds into this interview, but he's got a few ways that I've already screwed up, and I'll be getting a text message shortly.
Hey, but it's all good feedback.
It's all good feedback.
You got to embrace that, Jimmy.
I want to lead off. You usually try to find something about the person you're interviewing that's a little different. You're not going to find on their Sacred Heart bio.
Okay.
So the question I have, I have for you, another day wasted.
Now, how did you find out about that?
I'm not going to reveal my sources. What is another day wasted? Because I know it, but I'll just let you explain it because it'll soften the blow.
So Another Day Wasted was a alternative rock band that I was playing in through college and for probably a good 6 or 7 years after college.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, how cool is your professor? He was in an alt rock band. But hold on, we gotta judge your coolness. Where were you in the band?
Backstage, behind the drums.
Behind the drums. Drums, you are the backbone, the spine of the band.
Exactly.
Like everything comes off the spine. Like it's no shock to me that you do shoulder assessment, scap.
Right there.
Rest right there in the ribcage. What is the ribcage attached to? This is a question. Very good. Girls look over here, it's like, what? By the way, whoever that is, -5. -5.
-10.
-10. Minus you 10. Know what? -10.
Too much time in the anatomy lab. It's got it all, you know.
It's all connected. Just roll with that. So you're in a rock band. How do you make your way from undergrad to being a PT and then PT to professor? What's the story?
Yes, you know, even in graduate school, I had a GA position, and I think that's where it really all began. Just working with the students there, I'm grateful for the opportunity that Denise Cameron gave me at Quinnipiac University. That's where it all began, and I enjoyed that opportunity. I always thought that teaching would be down the road, and so it happened, and here I am.
I want to talk about something patient therapist relation, building that therapeutic alliance. How do you do that, and then how do you teach that to students in a classroom?
You know, I think so much of it is the interpersonal skills, and it's kind of those generic abilities, and we try to focus on developing a good history taking and really just being attentive to the whole person. And research has shown, and we all know, that goes a long way. I mean, you could have mediocre skills and connect with the patient, and it takes you much further away.
Soft skills, though, right?
And it gets you there.
Yeah.
The outcomes are there.
But I was just putting a presentation together. How long into the average subjective examination are patients interrupted? Is it over a minute? At a minute?
Our students
under,
should know
is
that.
It under a minute? Is it 30 seconds? 12 to 23 seconds into a subjective examination, someone interrupts you.
You've looked at Bill Boisnault's book.
Bill. Love him. 12 to 23 seconds.
It's amazing.
So my thing is, I want to paint this picture to students anywhere I go. Let's go with a shoulder. Your shoulder hurts. I'll suck it up and I'll just deal with it. That's like the average, you know, or I'll throw some anti-inflammatories in there, a painkiller. Great.
Yep.
You let that go for a week. It's not going away. I'll Google, where do I need to go? My GP, a PT, that's another half a week to a week. We're 2 weeks in. You finally figure out my shoulder issue is something a PT can handle, and God bless them, they come in. They're sitting in front of you. 12 to 23 seconds in, they interrupt you. It's taken them 2 weeks to get there.
Yeah,
you gave them 23 seconds at best. No bueno.
And that's the usual event. And I think it's easy enough. I tell these guys usually, stay out of the way. Let the patient tell you their story, and they will tell you what you need to know. We just have to stay out of the way and let them do that.
Yeah. I find it's weird that I come to PT with like a weird communications journalism background, but I find a lot of parallels. And the line that I was given from a Scottish professor in journalism, that was a crappy accent, but he said, listen, if you're going to interview somebody, hand them enough microphone cord and they will hang themselves with it. Meaning, if you just let someone you're looking to get the real story out of, if you shut up and you let that awkward pause hang, they will fill it with silence. Eventually, they're going to give you the nugget. Now, look, we're not going to hang any patients with the microphone cord.
No, of course
not.
But
you can use that idea is be quiet long enough for them to tell you at least where the problem is.
Exactly.
Because as
right.
we know, I have shoulder pain doesn't necessarily mean it's in the shoulder, right?
Exactly right. Right.
So we work on therapeutic alliances because that's the way to get them to open up. And of course, something that's near and dear to my heart, communication.
Absolutely.
Words.
And that's the first opportunity to set up that relationship with the patient. And it makes a tremendous difference moving forward through the rest of the journey. And that's important.
I love examples of these. What are like, you know, the words that heal and words that harm? I think that was Peter O'Sullivan or one of those
exactly.
Aussies that just nail pain left
yeah.
and right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I heard one that was great. I'm sure it wasn't the first time from a CI. It was like, I've got my right knee and my bad knee. It's like, well, you've got your right knee and your left knee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure you focus on this when you're teaching in terms of words that heal or words that harm.
I try to make the point that what we say, the words we use, matter much more than you probably think they do. And you could drive yourself crazy thinking about what you're going to say before you say it. But the words we use, the message we convey, affects the patient outcomes. And we need to always be thinking about what we're saying to patients.
I mean, a lot of times, we hear this come up on the show and in articles, is, look, your body is really, it's resilient.
Right.
It heals itself over time if you give it the opportunity to.
Well, you mentioned before, early in the show, about patient education and how large of a role that is. And the message we deliver in educating them regarding, should they protect, and what does protection mean? And it's not to not use, it's not to be afraid, but it's to protect and allow it to heal. The way you say that can be perceived very differently. It's the psychosocial components, it's the messaging. The messaging affects outcomes. We know that. Research has shown that. And we need to keep that in mind as we communicate with our patients.
It's a big deal.
It is.
John wanted me to ask you about the shoulder book chapter that you wrote by yourself. Writing in textbooks, because we pay a lot of money as students for textbooks, but writing for a textbook is not glamorous work. John has explained this to me, and numerous authors have explained this to me. So tell me about that.
It's not glamorous work. You do it for the passion. I had two co-authors, both John DeNoyles and David Cameron, who's here with us tonight.
Yeah.
And as I looked at the first draft of the book chapter, I realized that my name was the only name listed for the chapter. So I reached out to my co-authors and I said, I have a little bit of a problem. The book has been released and your names were omitted. So John DeNoyles is probably trying to bust my stones on that.
That's probably why.
I've reached out to the editor. It should be getting corrected.
Right.
So John and Dave Cameron, they have their credit coming.
What book?
It's Kara Lewis's Rehab for the Older Adult. So that's the shoulder chapter in that book.
We've had her on the show, friend of the program. You pretty much just stole the fire is what John is trying to get us to point out.
Yeah, I think John thinks I did that intentionally. No, I know he does not, but that's how it looks. It looks terrible, really.
Recently, I talked to a guy by the name of Tim DeFrancisco. Tim was the strength and conditioning coach at one of the PTs for the Los Angeles Lakers for about 6 years.
Okay.
And he hammers home on his social media pages. You should follow him, TD Athletes Edge. His mantra to practitioners, ATCs, exercise physiologists, PTs, basics. He's like, I went to Lakers. He focuses on the basics. How do you fortify that with students who want to maybe do an advanced thing, but you're like, dude, do the basics really well?
I do try to stress that. I think the basics is where we need to focus, and the basics are not glamorous. They're not exciting. They're not necessarily what people sign up for Con Ed courses for. But I try to tell these guys, we have to look to excel at the basics. And if you do the basics well, the rest of it comes. You know, and you need the reps, and you need to be interested in doing the basics very well. So we got to focus on the basics, and that's exactly it. They aren't sexy. People are not drawn to basics. But that's where the success is.
What if we sexify, like, what if we call it, like, the sexy basics with Jay Grimes?
I think we can do the sexy basics. It might need somebody other than just myself.
Yeah? All right, so every guest on the show is allowed a parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
So what would your parting shot of wisdom be for the audience of students here at Sacred Heart and the rest of the people listening?
Yeah, so I think to the students as well as clinicians, I think we've already touched upon what I'd like to say. I'd like to say, embrace the basics, be driven to excel in the basics, strive to be excellent, and have fun.
I don't know if you were counting at home. That's four shots right there. Jay Grimes, everybody on the PT Podcast.
Thank you, Jimmy.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. So we're bringing up a couple students now. Let's hand the mic off. We're going to hand the mic off. Guys, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself to the world.
I'm Kelsey Weber. I'm a second-year student.
And I'm Matt Palillo, also a second-year student.
PT schools are similar, but they are not the same. So we want to know what makes Sacred Heart different than other PT schools. So what do you like and what do you love about Sacred Heart?
So the crowd is yelling PBL.
What's PBL? I don't know what that is.
This is problem-based learning.
Yeah.
So pretty much we teach ourselves before we come to class.
How often can you do something like this? Problem-based learning! And you get people to woo in a bar. That never happens.
They've been drinking.
Do that in a bar where there aren't a lot of PT students. Nothing. No response. Yeah, so a little problem-based learning. I had that at Marymount University. I loved it. I get why you guys dig it. So how do you guys do it here?
We have these things called tutorials. So they're groups of six or seven. We all get a topic. We go over it. And then we come back a couple days later and teach each other before we go to large groups.
I like that. That's cool. Do you learn well from that?
So far, so good. I'm still here.
Yeah, she's still... Hey, let's hear for not failing out, everybody. She's still here. You have not been voted off the island yet.
Not yet. No, we still have a couple terms left.
What else do you like? What do you like, Matt?
Well, everything from all of the teachers to... But definitely the PBL, definitely just having that one-on-one connection with everybody. Me and Kels both work in the HAL lab, helping all the first years as they're coming in. And just the connections that you make with everyone is just awesome.
Yeah. So Sharon Dunn, who's the president of the American Physical Therapy Association, gave me some questions to ask at National Student Conclave. And I went out and asked them, and I'll ask you the same question. What's the one thing about PT school that has happened so far that when it occurred, you were like, yeah, this is why I'm here?
A couple weeks ago, actually, we had patients with amputation come visit. And that was just a nice kind of reminder about, you know, this is why I'm here.
There's your why.
When you're in the mud of, you know, deep in the semester, just doing the schoolwork, and then you see the patients come in, it really reminds you.
Yeah, there's a patient at the end of it. Let's clap for that. Good answer. Good answer. No pressure, Matt. Top that, but top that.
So mine was definitely over the summer, because it was like, you had a little rough time getting used to grad school in the beginning, and then you get through the first semester, you get through second semester, figuring everything out, and it doesn't really hit you until you do your first like full interview with a patient over the summer, and you're like, oh, this all makes sense. I understand why I'm doing it for this person.
Oh, there's a human. Oh, got it.
There's actually a person behind this shoulder, and I understand why I'm trying to make them feel better.
Yeah, the human connection. Let's hear it for Matt. Second question.
Oh, there's a second one.
What's the moment in PT school that knocked you on your ass and you were like, oh, expletive?
Just one?
You can go deep. What happened? Yeah. The crowd is yelling last week. What happened last week?
We had our pulmonary exam last week, and that was rough, to say the least.
I like how she just leaves it at that. Like, she's like emotionally scarred. She's like, it was rough.
I would drop the mic, but I think I'd get in trouble.
I own that mic. Do not drop that microphone, please. Matt, what do you got?
Week 4 of first semester, our first test for one of our classes that I may or may not be the one in charge of tutoring for right now.
But
I realized quickly that it's not the same as undergrad,
right.
And I really had to pull my stuff
together.
So now you're
a tutor for that
now
class.
Now I'm the one that helps teach along with my buddy Jeremy.
But isn't that the best person? It's here for Jeremy. But isn't that the best person to help tutor?
Yeah.
Is the person who knows what it's like to get the punch in the mouth and get back up.
And then realize this is what I have to do, and this is what I really want to do.
And what you need to do.
And what I need
to do. All right, third final question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Should you date a fellow PT school classmate?
Oh.
Is that a good idea? Sharon Dunn wanted to know.
I mean, it's working for some of our classmates. I don't know if it would work for me, so.
Like how her face just went all Botox-y. She's like, I don't know.
I have a Howl Lab boyfriend. He's right over there.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Matt, same question.
If I answered anything but no, I think my girlfriend would.
There we go. Let's hear for the happy couple. So you have your pitch. We have a lot of clinicians who listen to the show. We have a lot of PT students who listen to the show. But now we are bleeding into the pre-PT market. Pre-PT students are now seeking out blogs and articles and podcasts and then somehow trip across my drunken experience through this career. If you're looking at Sacred Heart as a PT school that you're going to come to, why should they come here?
There's a lot of reasons why they should come here. First of all, we have the greatest staff, I think, out of any PT school. Honestly, though, their doors are open 24/7. I mean, if you want to go
I've seen
in
their
there,
doors. They're made of gold.
Yes, they
in
are.
In the spaceship that you guys have
my,
here.
My personal therapist is here somewhere, Kristen. I'm in her office every week. They just want to help you not only become a better clinician, but they're there for emotional support and really anything you need.
All right, Matt, why should someone make their decision to come to Sacred Heart? Why?
I mean, she took the good answer. I mean, besides that, we have class in a spaceship, and
their lecture hall is like the UN. It's like the UN.
I can't really say any other answer because there's always a time when I'm feeling stressed out of my mind and I can go to any professor, whether or not they're teaching right now or not, and they're always going to be there to make sure, like, hey, you can do this. You're going to make it through.
All right, let's hear from Matt Kelsey.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
All right, so this is the portion of the show. We bring the professors back up. So where's Wendy? All right, so Q&A. We're looking for a couple brave students to ask a question, and then I will force your professors to answer the questions. All right, come close.
What inspired you to become a physical therapist?
All right, so it's like your physical therapy origin story. It's like Wolverine, go back to the origins.
Actually, it goes back to what you all say. I wanted to help people. So it comes right back to that. But once you get in it and start to learn what you're learning, the passion just drives from that.
What's your PT all origins?
Right. So my mom is an occupational therapist, and I used to go to the hospital with her when I was younger, and I was always drawn over to the PT side. All I remember is the little old ladies dipping their hands in the paraffin wax.
Yeah, that was a big treatment back in the day.
On the OT side, and I was like, I'd rather watch people walk. So I just literally left. It's so terrible. Oh, my God. Anyway, I always wanted to be a PT, like, since little. It was candy striping at a hospital, bringing patients down.
So you're old school. Jay, PT origin story. Why?
Yeah, I think for me in high school, I was the guy that enjoyed the biology courses and the math courses, and English and history just wasn't my thing. And I knew that I wanted to help people, but PT just kind of made good sense. And it's funny, at that time, getting into PT school was very difficult. And I remember my guidance counselors in high school were like, you might want to think about other options because it's hard to get into PT school.
All right, we need a second question. What do we want to know? Jay, what inspired you to have such impeccable tie knots?
Yeah.
It's a full Windsor. It's a full Windsor.
It's a full Windsor.
And there,
how do you
there's
do
a
it?
YouTube, and there's a story behind it because I did not always do the full Windsor. A patient of mine, believe it or not, an older gentleman by the name of Christy, 4 or 5 years ago, would give me a hard time about my tie knot. And to him, like, the precision of a tie knot was an indication of who you were as a person. So after working with Christy for about 3 or 4 weeks, I said, you know, I got to figure out how to do this full Windsor knot. And after many failed attempts, I finally figured it out, and I went in and I said, Christy, what do you think about me? And he was like, oh, that's the way to go.
So,
and since then, it's been the full Windsor.
So we learn a lot from our patients, too, in terms of the full Windsor.
Exactly.
I like that. All right, what do you got? What have you always wanted to know? Your professors were never three beers deep, but now they are.
What's your favorite memory from PT school?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to your time as a student. What's your favorite memory as PT school? We'll wrap up on this. This will be our closing. Wendy's breathing deeply. I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
I was going for, I'm thinking, okay, all right.
I feel like there's going to be a long story, and I'm going to dig
it. Nope, it's not going to be long. I was telling the students earlier today, with my friends, we were Da Bears for Halloween. That was like...
Da Bears.
Just Da Bears. Just making the best friends ever in PT school. I was saying earlier today that it's like the people that you live with still now. We get together, and we still give each other massages, and it's fine. It's completely normal. It's just what happened in PT school.
Are you guys really close with each other here at Sacred Heart? Is that the bond you... Yeah? Best memory from PT school, Chris.
It jumps back to the relationships, and we were actually painting a wall. There's a wall at the university I went to that we would paint, and it was hands-on PT. So this is late 80s, early 90s. So that was the theme for PT month. Painted this wall, we had as much paint on ourselves as we did on the wall, and just had a blast of it. So it was actually the students and the people that we were with.
All right, so Jay, bring it home. Last answer on the show. No pressure.
So I will say I had a tremendous amount of good memories on the campus of Quinnipiac University. The Ratskiller.
Ratskiller.
Which was always a good time. But I will say some of my best memories. So as a member of the student board at Quinnipiac, I was fortunate enough to be sent to National Student Conclave a number of years. I was lucky enough to go 2 or 3 years in a row to National Student Conclave with a small group of my colleagues from Quinnipiac. And we just had such a great time. Obviously, it was about the programming, but it was also about the social events in the evenings afterwards. And, you know, conference is a blast. We mentioned before the networking capabilities and just learning from the experts in the field. Having that during the day, having the social events at night, and having the networking. For me, some of my best memories from Quinnipiac, although a lot of good memories happen on campus, many of them were down at APTA National Student Conclave.
Yeah, I like that. Let's hear it for the professors right now. First of all, let's hear it for Erica. I want to thank her for setting this whole event up. But show of hands, CSM. We kind of hinted at it when Wendy was doing it. Who's going to CSM, New Orleans? Not a hard sell, but we've got something really cool. There was a former professional football player by the name of Steve Gleason.
Yeah.
Steve Gleason has a documentary about himself. So I had the honor of interviewing a guy by the name of Blair Casey, who is Steve's caregiver. On the show, Blair made the fatal error of saying to me, if you're ever in New Orleans, come on by. So when I found out CSM was in New Orleans, I called him. I was like, Blair, I'm coming. Then we got to talking and drinking, and we came up with this. February is Steve Gleason's birthday, and we're going to be 12,000 plus strong in his hometown. So Blair and I rented out a bowling alley, the whole damn thing. And we got the city of New Orleans to let us close off a street. So we're throwing a block party, and we're owning an entire bowling alley with a bar and a restaurant. So the deal is gonna be, you pay one price for your ticket. If you get tickets early, it's $99, which you're like, whoa, that sounds like a lot, right? Except it's all you can eat, all you can drink in New Orleans, all you can bowl, and we're gonna have some experiences that you cannot buy anywhere else in terms of, like, I don't know. Will some of Steve's New Orleans Saints teammates be there? Drew Brees, maybe, I can't confirm. So my question to all the students here is, going to CSM, would you come to that type of party? That's what I'm looking for.
Got one thing to say. This is Jimmy McKay. I was talking to Sharon Dunn at ELC, and she told me about this, and she told me about cold calling, connections. This guy made it happen. So here's a Sacred Heart yoo-hoo for Jimmy McKay for getting this done.
Yeah. All the money's going to go to Steve's. Yeah. All the money is going to go to Steve's foundation when we're done. The goal is to raise $40,000. And if we all just go and do what we all already want to do in New Orleans, which is eat the vibrant food and drink and experience the culture with a beer or six, we're going to be able to do that at his party. So the date is going to be the Thursday of CSM, which I believe is the 21st, 22nd. It's the Thursday. All right, let's one more time hear it for the professors here at Sacred Heart. And one more time, let's hear it for the students here at Sacred Heart. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.